We run a agribusiness here in Scottsdale. We grow onions, carrots, poppies, swedes, parsnips. We've done pyrethrum and beef cattle, and we also run and manage a packing operation where we've got a group of growers that grow under contract and supply us, and then we supply into the mainland markets, do some export, and Woolies and the supermarket trade.
Now, when you say we, I think people would be surprised how big the team is. You turn in here and there's always a dozen cars or so.
Yeah, Mum and Dad retired just over 4 years ago, and myself and Tex took over the business. Tex has worked for Mum and Dad for, I think, nearly 30 years beforehand, so I suppose it was a bit of a natural progression to go the next step. And yeah, we're, I suppose, a fairly major employer in Scottsdale, with the wage bill works out at about 28 full-time equivalents.
28. How many in the packing shed? How many in the paddocks?
There's probably about half a dozen of us out on the farm, and yeah, the rest of them are all through the packing shed.
So, there's that much work in intensive horticulture?
There is when you're certainly doing fresh market stuff. A lot of stuff has to be done by hand so that you can meet quality parameters from the supermarkets and stuff like that. So yeah, there's plenty of work and opportunities out there if people want to have a go.
Well, what made you want to have a go? Because what were the opportunities that you saw?
I just saw it, yeah, growing up on the farm. I was always out there from a young age playing with the dirt and running amongst the cows and the sheep and stuff like that. And I suppose I just grew up to enjoy planting a seed in the ground and watching it grow and looking after it and, yeah, getting it through to harvest. So I suppose it's just that sort of thing of, yeah, nurturing a crop all the way through, and there's always something to learn. Even when you think you know it all, there's always something that comes up.
Yes, so this season, for instance, what are you dealing with?
Probably a little bit behind on where we'd like to be with planting onions. We haven't had an overly wet winter, but we've had a lot of wet days, which has sort of held us up. So throughout August, it wasn't a wet month, but you'd end up with 2 or 3 mil here, and it'd set you back a week, and you'd nearly get the paddocks dry, and then you get another 5 mil. So it's sort of, sometimes it can be a little bit challenging when the weather won't play ball, but I suppose it's all part of it.
Yes, and then you've got the markets. Do you work with contracts or by the shake of the hand?
I suppose there is a formal contract out there, but I suppose the biggest one I always get asked is price. It's the biggest driver to most people to know whether they can grow it and make a dollar out of it at the end.
And you say, how long's a piece of string?
Well, sometimes it can be a little bit like that. You would have thought about this time last year that export would have turned out pretty well with the way the dollar was heading and all that sort of stuff. But by the time it all came around, there was more onions about than anyone thought, and plenty coming out of New Zealand. And by the time they get over there, yeah, export didn't turn out anywhere near where we'd sort of hoped.
And at this time, what do you get orders ahead of the season?
It's probably not like growing a leafy brassica or a lettuce or something like that, where you need to have a real stringent program so that it doesn't over-mature with onions and stuff. You can sort of harvest them, put them into storage and sell it out. So you don't need a real strict planting program so that you've got stuff coming on all the time. But on the other side, you do need to know that you can sell a fair percentage of your crop before you plant it, because there's just not the margins in it like there used to be to put it in and hope.
No place for hope.
Well, I suppose there is always place for hope. The name of the farm is The Hope, so we sort of, yeah, we like to think there's always hope in the future. Not all of it's done on hope. You've obviously got to sit down and nut out a bit of a plan for where you're going to market your stuff, and always talking to your customers and stuff like that. So for the future of the district, I'd like to see the Scottsdale Irrigation Scheme get up. They had a relaunch to sell more water to get it up. I think the district's got a lot of land here that can be used for horticulture. It's just lacking a bit of water, and probably we'd be guilty of it at time, probably a lack of a bit of drive from a few people to make the move and want to irrigate and do intensive horticulture. I think there's always new opportunities out there. We probably get maybe one new inquiry every fortnight throughout the year. Some of them are certainly worthwhile following up. Some of them are just pulling your leg to try and play you off against someone else to try and barter the price down. So you've just sort of got to sift through that sort of stuff. But I think there's still room for growth in the business. I suppose it's like any small community across the state keeps the town alive.